The Columbia Lady Lions here first, and the Lady Lions going to go with Kiana Gilbert, number 24. Gilbert to get the start. Michaela Timmons, number 2 Timmons, will start this evening for the Columbia Lady Lions. Raquel Luckridge, number 33, to start this evening. Number 21, Kalea Conway, number 21 Conway. And number 3, Tamaja Kinsler. Number 3, Kinsler. So the Lady Lions are going to go with Kinsler, Conway, Luckridge, Timmons, and Gilbert, the starting lineup for the Columbia Lady Lions. Columbia on the year, 11-3, taking on the 11-2. At least with these holidays, they've played some that you can't keep up with. But 11-2, Riverdale Lady Warriors, their only losses, their most recent loss was in Hawaii to the nation's number 1 team out of California Poly, that they played in Hawaii. So I'll look at the Riverdale lineup. Head coach Corey Barrett, these starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Number 00, Clemson signee Shelby Davenport, 6-foot senior center Davenport. Number 32, Brandy Alley, a 5'8 senior post. She is a Faulkner committee, Brandy Alley. Number 33, Tennessee signee Alexa Middleton, a 5'7 senior guard, Middleton. Number 3, Maddie Cantrell, a 5'6 senior guard, Cantrell. Number 3, and number 12, Hannah Pendergrass. She's a 5'8 senior guard, Pendergrass. Number 12. So Riverdale going with Middleton, Alley, Davenport, Pendergrass, and Cantrell. The lineup for the 11-2 Riverdale Lady Warrior. First chance to see Riverdale this year. But John, with getting the Smyrna girls in and the Riverdale girls in the short time between November and football ending and basketball starting, in this short, probably 5-week period, we have seen every team in Rutherford County in District 7 AAA and Middle Tennessee Christian School.
That's true. You've done a miraculous job of scheduling.
Wow.
You're the man.
You didn't really say that to me before we actually got here. Before we got here, you weren't saying that about
the schedule. I always grumble.
Yes,
when I'm on hiatus.
Devin, the jump center against Gilbert, controlled by the Lady Lions. Shot bounces twice and then falls for Koki Young, who apparently got the start tonight, and they changed the starting lineup on us. So Koki Young with the first basket of the game, and the Lady Lions on the scoreboard first. They flip it in the corner. Pendergrass has it. Now back around outside. Shelby Davenport for 3. This is in and out. Alley with the rebound. Tipped it around. Lady Lions have the basketball. Now, while Columbia is in the white home uniforms tonight, they are the visitor on the scoreboard. Riverdale in the traveling Cardinal and Old Gold. In the corner, should be a travel there, and Young does.
Well, that was a good job by Hannah Pendergrass, who went all the way across court and got in that double-team trap for him for that particular play. And what a great job by Pendergrass double-teaming.
Middleton going to bring it across the timeline now. She had 28 points yesterday in Riverdale's win. Davenport fakes, now drives to Alley, cutting through the lane. Middleton misses the shot from the left block. Coming up the floor, the Lady Lions, who hold a 2-0 lead. Defending national champion, defending state champion Riverdale girls, 11-2, looking to improve that. Three-pointer from the right side by Young, no good. Rebound, the Lions have it, and Gilbert with the lay-in from the left side. 4-0, Columbia. Middleton passes to the deep right corner to Davenport. They're moving left to right to Cantrell, back to Davenport. Her three, a little long. Rebound, Columbia has it. Bounce pass to Gilbert, left side layup. Won't fall, but there's a foul. Going to be called on Davenport. That is Shelby's first foul and the first foul of the game.
Riverdale only getting one shot, one look each time down the floor those first three trips.
It's going to send Gilbert to the free throw line here. First shot is up and no good, just a little short. She will have another. Toes the line, shot it, and got it. Gilbert with three, and it's a five-point Columbia lead. We played just about 2 minutes. Middleton bounce pass right side to Maddie Cantrell. Back to Davenport. Drives the lane. Layup good. Right down the gut of the lane goes Shelby Davenport for an easy two.
How many times have we seen that shot? This automatic.
Right side. Timmons has it. Now brings it back here to the left wing. Back right side. Gilbert penetrates. Gets in there amongst the trees. And Alley partially blocks it. Cantrell, pass over to Middleton. Middleton stops from the right wing, flips it over across court. Pendergrass, no good on the three-pointer. Rebound, and here come the Lady Lions. Three-pointer, she stops, she pops. It's Michaela Timmons with the three. 8-2, Columbia. Middleton, she's going to try it. It's going to be short. Rebound, Conway. Conway, the outlet pass to Kinsler. Kinsler fakes, now goes up, missed the shot. Rebound, put back, however, is up and good by Gilbert. And it's an 8-point Columbia lead.
Got to get on the boards, Brian. We're not doing it.
Middleton between the circles takes it here to the right side. Handoff pass to Cantrell at the foul line, flips it back out to Pendergrass for three. This one crawls over the rim, won't go. Alley with the rebound. Alley back outside to Middleton, and Riverdale resets here. 4:47 left in the first, 10-2, Columbia. No-look pass, Cantrell. She pops the three, tries to bank that one in, no good from the deep baseline here right side. Rebound, Columbia. Young stops, foul line, no good, just a little short. Davenport with the board. Davenport goes left now, glides in the lane. The six-footer, oh my, that was beautiful. Shelby Davenport with a little floater in the lane. Draw her team within six.
Got to really have some touch to get away with that.
Now Davenport stolen the basketball. Going to have a layup on the right side. Davenport with the first 6 points of the game and a timeout. Columbia.
Well, isn't that odd?
10-6, your score, Lions lead.
They had a run by the other team. From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Buck and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. Do you want to take a picture of me while you're doing that?
I will.
They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. From all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com.
It's a zoom lens. Couldn't get your head in it.
That's not bad, though, is it? Why don't you just take the picture? No comments.
Well, I did.
Zoom lens for my head.
No, I mean, it's a zoom lens. I was a little too close to you. I'm getting some shots from across the floor.
You're going to get a shot in a minute in the right elbow.
10-6. Columbia leads. They have the ball. Timeout called by Columbia as Riverdale's gone on a bit of a run here. Columbia finally gets it across the timeline. It's Gilbert. Bounce pass down low. Shot up. No good by Luckridge. And here come the Lady Warriors. Pendergrass stops, the six-footer long. Rebound, ripping it out of there is Gilbert, I believe. And now we got a travel. And Luckridge traveled with the basketball. John Shaniqua Hurd is in the game, the 5'7 senior guard for Riverdale. Davenport turns, spins, flips it back out. Hurd for three, it's short. Rebound off the lip of the rim. Rebound, now back out to Middleton. This one is no good, and a foul. Deja Jones is in the game, the 5'11 senior for the Lady Warriors as well. That's one thing you'll see out of Corey Barrett's team this year, uses a lot more young ladies. Davenport for three, top of the key, in and out. Rebound, Hurd had it, she's on the floor, she calls a timeout, which Riverdale gets, and we will take one as well right here with John Dinkins. Another word here from our friends Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction.
Boy, our boys have got their money's worth just like that.
Here in the early going, haven't they?
Don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. You can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com.
10-6, your score. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you for State Farm Prep Basketball.
And tonight's game brought to you by Toots Good and Food and Fun, Madeline Scales Harris for City Council, Christian Law Firm, Bud's Tire, Reeves Sane Drugstore, and don't forget to join us for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner this Saturday, the January 4th, at 9 a.m. from Farmer's Family Restaurant off Old Fort Parkway. It's followed by MTCS Cougar Corner around 11:10.
Inbounds pass. Hurd gets it in. Now flips it back out. Jones passes to her. The shot no good. Already confirmed Chad Hipton in the men's restroom earlier. Shot goes from the left block by Gilbert, and she's fouled going up. They are off tomorrow morning beginning at 5:30 for their post-Christmas adventure. Had about a five-day layoff, played before Christmas, had been off for about 5 days, and now going to get back at it here before Christmas. The plus one by Gilbert is good. 13-6, Columbia leading the Riverdale girls. Hurd to Davenport, back to Hurd. She fakes, now Davenport in the corner. Caroline up no good. Patrick missed the shot, rebound put back, crawls up there and through for Deja Jones. And she is fouled.
Great effort there by Jones. She was really surrounded by a couple of Lady Lions and went up strong with that rebound and got the benefit of the extra free throw attempt here.
At the foul line for the Fans Heating and Air plus one is the Lady Warriors Jones. It is no good. 13-8. They're doing a nice job running the floor because Gilbert just laid it in there. She's got 10 points and a nice feed from Conway. Hurd stops, pops from three, no good. Rebound tipped up, and Davenport has it amongst all the Lady Lions. It's going to be tied up, and Riverdale's basketball on the alternate possession arrow as Cantrell is ready to check back in here for Riverdale. And she's coming in for Hurd, so she will trigger in the inbounds pass. Standing on the L in Riverdale on the baseline closest to the concession stand. Lob in to Patrick. The sophomore hands off to senior Middleton. Asks for a pick, doesn't get it. Middleton, the handoff pass to Cantrell now between the circles. Cantrell and Middleton hand off to each other. Really keying on Alexa here tonight. Alexa trying to use this pick, can't do it. Cantrell, bounce pass, they get it inside. Going up strong as Jones missed the shot. Rebound, tipped around, tipped out of bounds. And it will be off of the Lady Lions and Riverdale basketball with 2:04 to go in the first quarter. 15-8, Columbia leads. Cantrell inbounds to Middleton, bounce pass. No, what a pass out to Deja Jones.
I don't even know how she saw her.
Assist to Middleton, Jones with the two-point basket, and Riverdale within five. Driving, shot up no good by Timmons from the right elbow. Rebound, Lady Warriors can cut into this lead. Middleton has it tipped from behind. It should be Riverdale's basketball, and is.
Great call by official Ezell there.
All over it. The good Neighbor is blowing him kisses down there right now.
Sure that's not Donnie Johnson?
A little short, well.
Well, what do you mean?
I was thinking a little shorter than Donnie.
Yeah, there, I don't know.
That's the good neighbor cub.
No, he's not eating anything.
No, it's true. Missed by Cantrell. Patrick's put back, won't go. Now War for the rebound. Columbia comes out of there with it. Here's Kiana Gilbert. Tough customer is Gilbert. She takes it right side and lays it up and in. 12 points for Gilbert of Columbia 17. They're now back up by 7. Of course, current Stewart's Creek boys coach Bodenheimer, Arnett Bodenheimer, was at Columbia last year. Patrick's three from the right side, no good. Jones with the rebound and put back. Deja Jones with 6 ties Davenport, and the two have combined for all of Riverdale's 12 points. Ball batted around, controlled by Riverdale. Pendergrass across the timeline to Middleton. Middleton stops, now tries to go baseline. Has the ball stripped away, and they say Columbia touched it last when it was out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale basketball on the near baseline. Middleton lobs it in, finds Jones at the right elbow, now kicks it back out. Pendergrass for three, can't get the long ball to go. and rebound. Columbia has it. Up the floor to Young. Cokie stops, now drives, has it blocked. That is a rejection from Middleton, but a little too much body. They're going to call Alexa Middleton with the foul.
Yeah, didn't really reach in, but just pushed the body, made contact with the body and got the foul.
At the free throw line, Cokie Young shot it, got it. Young's third basket.
Their transition game, Columbia's doing a really good job in transition. And that's the reason they've been able to maintain this lead.
Kiana Gilbert is a player, I'm telling you, if you remember anything from last year, she could set the woods on fire and has done so here to start tonight as well. Young connects on both free throws. Lead back at 7 with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Middleton passes in the deep corner to Davenport. Her three, swish. Shelby Davenport, first bank three, the first one of the night. They've shot several. Maybe that's the start of something good for the Lady Warriors. 13 seconds, and here come the Lady Lions. Gilbert drives in the lane. Two-foot floater is good. 14 for Gilbert. With five, with four, Middleton has it with three. She has her three blocked by Gilbert, and now she throws up one from midcourt, hits the backboard, and that is the end of the first quarter of play, with the Lady Lions leading the Lady Warriors 21-15 from Johnny Parsley Memorial Gym and the State Farm Classic. We'll be right back.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from the Mrs.
Where beauty and quality meet.
Make Little Caesars your big game party headquarters with large, hot and ready pepperoni pizzas for just $5 each. Add a crazy combo, Italian cheese bread, or hot and ready Caesar wings, and you've got a party.
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a three meat treat for $8.
Little Caesars proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices, hot and ready every day for just $8.
Pizza, pizza.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and Franklin Road next to Matco.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
21-15, Columbia leads as we start the second quarter. Their basketball, Cokie Young has it here on the near side as the Lady Lions move right to left. Driving is Timmons. The shot up from the right side is good.
Riverdale shot 7 of 26, 26% in the first quarter.
Heard the feed inside to Alley, broken up. The Lions have it. Cokie Young driving right side. Layup good by Kiana Gilbert, who has 16 points. And now suddenly the lead in double digits for Columbia at 10. Heard in the corner. Pendergrass has it. Now back to Heard around the horn to the right corner. Davenport fakes. Now back out to Cantrell, left wing, back to Davenport, shovel pass inside to Alley. She's fouled, headed to the rack, and should have a couple of shots upcoming at
great,
the Fans Heating and Air free throw line.
That was a good pass by Davenport to find Alley. Just kind of weaseled it in, you know. I mean, it was very fine line to get that in.
Alley at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They have built their business on trustworthy service and customer care. 893-7930. The first toss is good by Alley.
Did I actually say weasel? Weasel
you did say weasel.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a word.
It is a word.
Okay.
I've called a few people a weasel before.
Second well, shot doesn't count. I used it as a verb.
You did. One of two from the free throw line. It was Alley. Down the floor quickly in transition. Driving is Timmons, and she lays it up from the left side. No give up here in this Lady Lions team, and the bigger the lead, the more confidence they have. Feed to Alley, high post. Now back outside. Heard for three. We need it. Don't get it. Rebound Pendergrass in the lane. Six-footer in and out. Rebound tipped up, tipped around, and now thrown out here to Timmons for Columbia. Full pressure, just a token pressure, if you will, to Gilbert. They don't want to get her in the open floor. She is fast as lightning. Deja Jones coming in at the next dead ball. Right side, Young has it. The feed to Gilbert, turns, spins. One hand up there, no good from the right side.
Reminds me a lot of Gina Davis from Memphis.
Yeah.
That quick turnaround shot.
Gilbert to Cantrell. Now Cantrell to Alley. Turns, spins, and has it partially blocked, I believe. It'll be Riverdale's basketball. You can keep up with our scores. Follow us at WGNS Sports on Twitter. I'm going to try to find some scores. Inbounds. Nice pass from Hurd to Jones, who just checked in. And an easy score to make it 27-18. Timmons. Young down low, right side. Kinsler with two.
Defense committed. Left or wide open for Timmons.
Hurd drives the lane. Floats one up there with the left hand. This one won't fall. Rebound tipped out, and coming away with it is Columbia's Conway. They've got a lot of rebounds tonight, that's for sure. Three is a little long here for Timmons. Deep rebound. Hurd has it. Down the far sideline. Now to the foul line. Kicks it back out. Cantrell for three. In and out. Rebound Alley. Get in there. Yes! Brandy Alley with the putback. The Faulkner signee has three. And Riverdale within nine now with 5:17 to go in the second quarter. And a foul going to be called on Hurd. That is Riverdale's, fifth team foul. Coming out of the game is Conway here for just a moment. 9-point Lady Lion lead. They have the ball with Young between the circles. Flips it back over to Gilbert, right side. A feed underneath to Luckridge. Turn, spin, shoot, scores. Now Luckridge getting in on the scoring.
Well, that might have been a little luck by Luckridge.
Maybe so. Cantrell, right side, bounce pass to Alley from the right block. She's got to get rid of it. They get it back out to Hurd. Hurd resets to Cantrell, drives baseline, gets in there, no good. Rebound tipped out. Loose ball run down here by Jones, and Riverdale resets. Looks like Middleton's going to come back in here now with 4:38 to go. Jones knifes her way in, off the glass, won't go, but she's going to be fouled by Luckridge.
Yeah, good move. She protected herself, the ball from the defender, and there wasn't anything the defender could do but foul her.
At the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, 55, Deja Jones. Shot it, got it. Middleton coming in, Cantrell going out. Jones with another. This one is good. 10 points for Jones. Right side, Timmons. Full court, Riverdale pressure. Middleton up top now has tipped it. Now she has it stolen from her. Long pass down to Luckridge. Too long. Rebound, Riverdale. Davenport in the lane. Lob down low to Jones. Couldn't hold on to it. Now thrown away. Middleton has it. Foul line, kicks it back out. Davenport fakes, now drives in there. Baseline, too long. Rebound, Alley has it. Alley gets it inside to Jones, knocks her way in there for two. A lot of contact down there too, by the way. 12 points, and now we've got a timeout on the floor with Riverdale trailing Columbia 31-24 as you listen into State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
Krischer Law Firm, planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
I'm Ralph Krischer of Krischer Law Firm in Murfreesboro, and I want to help you and your family keep more of your hard-earned money. There's probably someone in your life that you've thought about leaving your assets to. Many people think a will takes care of their family, but did you know there are serious issues with a will? There are better alternatives. Learn more at KrischerLawFirm.com. That's K-R-I-S-H-E-R LawFirm.com.
Planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
The time is now. Bob Boyd's Auction. The time is now.
A total of five West Main Street properties here in Murfreesboro will be auctioned off as a whole, selling subject to court approval. This auction is going to be on Saturday, January 11th at 10 a.m. Again, in Murfreesboro at 1204 West Main Street. See pictures online at BobParksAuction.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman bringing you this final 3:52 of the first half of play. Columbia's Young drives baseline, drives all the way down there, and steps out of bounds. She should have
tried
somebody.
Yeah, tried to do too much there. That
Jeannie's office is at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, 896-2013. Riverdale ball, they trail 3rd and 24. Patrick into the game to Middleton. Now lob down low to Alley, misses the lay-in. Rebound tipped around, and Hurd comes out of there with it. Now Hurd in the baseline, or in the lane, one-handed shot with the left hand is good. First basket for Hurd, and the Riverdale Lady Warriors come roaring back. Shot up by Gilbert, about a two-footer. No good. Rebound. It's thrown away by Riverdale. Shot put up. No good by Timmons. And now Riverdale dodging bullets here to Middleton. Jumper. Six-footer. Swish. In the lane, Alexa Middleton. Her first basket.
Automatic from there.
Coming with 2:50 left in the first half of play. Long pass. She almost stole that away. Gilbert drives. And she's going to be fouled by Shelby Davenport. Davenport picks up her second foul. Gilbert did a fine job there of avoiding the contact, which she knew was coming from Davenport. And really, I don't know if avoiding the contact is right. I think maybe she initiated that contact by turning her body. Probably a better way to put it there. Now she connects from the free throw line. 17 points in the first half for Kiana Gilbert. They are an average basketball team without Gilbert. Above average with Gilbert in there. That's how much she brings to the table. 18 points now as she hit both from the charity stripe. 33-28 Columbia. 2:36 and rolling here. Left in the first half. Pendergrass and Hurd playing catch here on the near side. They're moving left to right. Now Patrick for three. It's long. Rebound. Columbia has it. Luckridge. Outlet pass down the far sideline. Long pass down to Gilbert. Lays it in easily, and nobody within probably 30 feet. Hurd, right wing. Brings it now between the rings. Calling for some help. In the corner right side, Patrick. Back to Hurd. Back to Patrick. Shot is no good. They're missing some of these shots that they normally do. Timmons drives, lays it up from the right side, no good. Alley with the rebound to Hurd, a minute 44 to go in the first half. Hurd fakes right, goes left, misses the shot, got her own rebound, hurls one up there, she's fouled, she's pushed about halfway into the stands, and the foul is going to be called on Luckridge, her third, I believe. It is not, it's on Kinsler, I believe.
And that would, third would be a big, big blow to Columbia. She's a big presence inside.
At the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, number 21. Hurd misses the first free throw. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966, 893-7930. Hurd will have another toss. The senior guard shot it, got it. Hurd with 3 points all in this quarter. Riverdale within six now with a minute 30 left in the first half. Near side. Still in the backcourt. Got to get it across. And now 10 seconds is called. Conway and Gilbert kind of playing around in the backcourt. Sixth turnover for the Lady Lions.
Big trip, I think, down here offensively for Riverdale. They need a basket.
Hurd going to run the point now. Between the rings with a minute 19 to Middleton. Now back to Hurd. Foul line. Kicks it back out. Clearing the way for Cantrell, who misses the three. Rebound, and here come the Lady Lions. Driving is Timmons. May not give it up. She does finally to Kinsler, and Kinsler's going to be fouled. Middleton, I think. Well, for you. And maybe it's Cantrell. It's her first. Six team fouls for Columbia, five for Riverdale. At the free throw line, Tamaja Kinsler misses the first free throw. She'll have another. Two quick dribbles, a spin of the basketball, another dribble, another spin, shot it, and missed this one as well. Rebound right into Gilbert's hands, flips it up there, and you know what happened. Kiana Gilbert with 22 first half points. Have not found an answer to her. In the lane, Hurd just hurls one up there.
Wow.
Tipped in by somebody. Hurd tipped it up in herself. We'll give it to her. Ball stolen away, or they call a jump ball. It's going to be Riverdale's ball anyway, and credit that to Alexa Middleton. The alternate possession arrow in her favor and Riverdale's favor. Six-point Columbia lead with 45 seconds. Another opportunity here for the Lady Warriors. This is a physical girls basketball game, let me tell you. Cantrell, right wing. She drives, gets in the lane, and too hard. Missed it. Rebound, Columbia. Timmons drives, goes baseline, crawls over the rim, won't go. Rebound, Gilbert. My goodness, John. I don't know that I've seen a first half performance like this in a while.
I think Gilbert might have been a little over the back on that one.
Cantrell for three off the front of the rim. Rebound. Patrick got hit in the eye. Right side, Gilbert going to drive. She's going to be fouled on the way. Otherwise, she was going to lay that one in. We'll check the foul with 6 seconds to go.
Well, it's been a four-point swing. Riverdale had a chance to cut it to three, and they just have not been able to hit that big basket to kind of get it just as close as they possibly can before half. Patrick's really shaken up over there.
Yeah, she took a finger to the eye somewhere in there. Gilbert at the free throw line, missed it. Riverdale with a chance with four, with three. It's Davenport.
Oh.
Underhands it up there from the foul line at the horn. Shelby Davenport with 11. Well, that can give you a boost going into halftime, can't it? That's pretty amazing.
I'm just
speechless.
Yeah, that's pretty much, and that's hard to do for me.
39-33, Columbia leads Riverdale here at the half. 39-33, we'll come back. We've got some team stats for you, the scoring, all of that coming up from Winner's Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography, and Fans Heating and Air. When we return, as you listen in to State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. 220-2210.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help get you to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 890-0850.
When you need a new heating and air conditioning system, who do you call?
I call Roscoe Brown.
For over 75 years, this area has turned to the experts at
Roscoe Brown.
That dependability that you've learned to trust for over 75 years is now available for plumbing and drain cleaning as well.
Roscoe Brown.
24-hour emergency plumbing and drain cleaning services.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orfis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Skills Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And welcome back. 39-33, Columbia with a 53% shooting first half. Have built up a six-point lead against the Riverdale Lady Warriors. And our stats tonight brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Rebounding-wise, 22-20 edge goes to Riverdale. But the free throw shooting and the field goal shooting, all Columbia. 16 of 30 for the Lions, 53%. They had 1-3. Riverdale, 14 of 44, 32%. First bank 3 for them, and they need to get better on the shooting tonight, especially from three-point area. 4 of 7 free throw shooting, 57% for Riverdale. Columbia, 6 of 8 for 75%. 3 turnovers for Riverdale, 6 by Columbia. It's been a really fast-paced and a lot of shots taken so far in this first half. For individual scoring, Alexa Middleton has been held to 2 points. Brandy Alley with 3. Shelby Davenport with 11. Shanika Hurd has 5. And Deja Jones has 12. To lead the Warriors. For Columbia, Gilbert with 24 points, Kiana Gilbert. Michaela Timmons with 7 points. Lockridge has 2 points. It's Kinsler with 2, and Koki Young has 4. That's the scoring and the individual scoring and the team stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Want to remind you that State Farm Press Sports on WGS is brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, Fans Heating and Air, Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, Music World, Drummer's Den, Stones River Mall, and by State Farm agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, 220-2210. Don't forget to join us now. On January 4th is our next Prentice Also Pete and Air Coach's Corner from the Farmer's Family Restaurant. We'll have all the girls' coaches coming up January 4th starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, followed by Middle Tennessee Christian School's Cougar Corner at around 11:10 this coming Saturday morning. That's the January 4th now coming up. That'll be this Saturday. And also want to remind you that our upcoming basketball schedule will start off on the 7th. That's a Tuesday night. That'll be a live stream, tape delay on the air. After the Middle Tennessee men take on TSU, it'll be Smyrna at Blackman, and then on Friday, on January 10th, 5:45 Riverdale at Blackman, and of course on the coaches show will be at 9 a.m. on January 11th. On January 14th, Forrest at Middle Tennessee Christian School at 5:45, and 5:45 airtime for the Smyrna at Oakland game on January 17th. And we also have Oakland at Riverdale. That'll be on Saturday. Another live stream, tape delay after Middle Tennessee Lady Raiders and Middle Tennessee men at 4:30. So a lot of basketball action for you coming up in January. It's hot and heavy, and it'll take us all the way to the month of January and through to the district tournaments in February. Smyrna won the first game tonight by a score of 62-43 over Rossview, and in here on the State Farm Classic at halftime, the Lady Warriors trail Columbia by a score of 39-33. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back. We'll have the second half of action. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Each friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in credit. But with DirecTV by Entersource, it's even better.
We're going to actually add a $25 gift card to you for trusting us to take care of your friend.
Up to $1,000 from DirecTV and $250 from DirecTV by Entersource.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-through window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
Whether you're a fan of the Volunteers, the Blue Raiders, the Vandy Commodores, or the Belmont Bruins, you know it all begins on the high school level. Lenny Farmer here again to tell you that over a century ago, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home had our beginning in Rutherford County, serving your family with compassionate funeral arrangements. Although we continue to update our methods of service, our compassion has not changed. Call Jennings and Ayers today at 893-2422 for your burial and cremation needs.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Brancher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. And here with the play-by-play story for the second half, Brian Barrett.
All right, John, thank you. Columbia's basketball to start, leading by six. To Gilbert, drives baseline and misses the shot. Here come the Lady Warriors. Give you the lineups in a second. A long three from downtown. Davenport, no good. Rebound Timmons. Timmons may not give it up. She stops. She pulls up, shoots, and scores. Timmons with nine. Middleton, Davenport, Pendergrass, Alley, and Cantrell, the lineup for the Riverdale girls. Pendergrass for three, too long. Lineups from Loveless Fine Photography, Fans Heating and Air, and Winners Trophies. 41-33 Columbia. Right side, Young, now top of the key. They pass into the corner, three-pointer, up and good by Timmons. Three for Timmons gives her 12. And suddenly the lead for Columbia back at 11 with 7 minutes to go here in the half. Well, ball out of bounds. It's going to Luckridge tried to save it and couldn't.
And it was really probably off of Brandy Alley's hands.
Should have just let that one go.
I'll take it, though.
Hindsight's 20-20. Pendergrass comes out and Hurd is back in. Don't think that's the shot that Coach Corey Barrett wanted right there. And this is a long one here from the left side. No good by Davenport. Rebound put back. Won't fall for Hurd. And now Luckridge has it to Gilbert. Luckridge still on the floor in the backcourt. Long pass up. Timmons tries to penetrate. Double team. Foul line jumper by Young. This one won't fall. And here comes Hurd for the Lady Warriors. Long pass up. Finds Davenport. She is going to be hammered. And goes down really hard. But she's going to be okay. took a hard spill, but sent her to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. I think she's got 53 free throws coming up.
Well, Brian, now's the time to whittle against that lead here, and it's down by 11. You've got to get close enough and stay in single digits as you start that fourth quarter.
Misses the first free throw. Fans Heating and Air will design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. Hopefully, Shelby Davenport can design the perfect free throw here, and she does. 12 points. Now a steal on the rebound, and Middleton puts it in the hoop. 4 points for Middleton, who's been very quiet. Need
Big
to get
basket.
Her going.
She walks.
She does. Gilbert walked in the backcourt. So what has been a three-point swing could be more here for the Lady Warriors if they can connect. Hurd to trigger in the inbounds. Handoff pass to Middleton, who's double-teamed. Backs up. Fires off the fadeaway. No good. Alley with the rebound. Putback won't go. Middleton has it. No-look pass behind the back to Jones. Jones out to Davenport. Glides in. She travels on the way before the foul, apparently, which did occur. And that is the fourth turnover for Riverdale. They're still kind of keeping that mantra of not turning the ball over a lot as fast as they play. 44-36. Columbia still in the backcourt. Conway makes the long pass up. Timmons fires up the shot, rolls through. That's the part about this press. It works, but if it doesn't work, you got to get back, and that time Riverdale didn't.
Well, they do such a good job of taking good shots from that transition game, and they had a girl open underneath the basket, too, when Allie came up to defend Timmons.
Hurd to Davenport, to Jones, tries to get it down low to Allie, tipped away, saved. Middleton going to penetrate baseline, pull-up jumper from eight, rolls out. It's been that kind of a night. Rebound Hurd, driving the lane, shot goes for Davenport, and there is a foul. Foul is on Conway. And to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is Shelby Davenport. Double zero. Shot it. Got it. The old-fashioned three. 15 for Davenport to lead the way. 46-39. The lead is seven for Columbia. They've led out of the gates. Still in the backcourt and thrown away. Middleton stops. Bounce pass. Hurd drives. Oh, she missed an easy layup there. Gilbert, long pass up. Luckridge is fouled, misses the shot, thank goodness. Brandy Alley made sure that she missed the shot, but Buckridge is going to the free throw line.
One thing about Columbia, they get a rebound, they're going out with it. They're going to go, that outlet pass is quick. They get down the floor in a hurry.
First shot is up and good by Raquel Luckridge. She will have another. Celeste Middleton said to say hello to you, by the way. Saw her downstairs. She and some of the other State Farm agents helping to sponsor this classic. Second free throw, no good. 47-39, Columbia with the lead. Middleton on the right side. Need to get her on track here.
And Hurd.
Alexa brings it way back out to the circles. To Hurd, deep right wing. Foul line, Jones lost the basketball. Running the floor, bounce pass to Timmons. No good. Rebound, tipped up, tipped out. Hurd has it. Got a break. Hurd down the floor at the foul line. Glides all the way in there, lost the basketball. Turned it over, but then so does Columbia, but they say it was last touched by Riverdale. Don't know about that one. I think Gilbert had it momentarily, and I thought she batted it away. Regardless, Columbia basketball. She has it, streaking down the left sideline, has it stolen away. Stolen away by Davenport. Alley picks it up, makes the outlet pass to Middleton, glides the lane, off the glass, two-footer, good.
Got to take advantage of the turnovers.
Six-point Columbia lead. Luckridge back to Young. Now Luckridge from the right elbow, no good. Rebound, Riverdale.
I'll take that all day right there.
Yep. They weren't patient, didn't set up for any offensive play. They burn it inside to Alley. Six-footer, no good. Rebound, Columbia. Young to the left side. Driving is Timmons. Fadeaway jumper rolls around the rim twice and falls through for Michaela Timmons, who has 16. And we've got a timeout on the floor, which we will take as well. An 8-point Columbia lead. Back after this.
At Music World and Drummer's Den, we have a great tech guy for your guitar repairs, amp repairs, and those guitar setups that are so critical. At Music World and Drummer's Den, we match internet prices on major items, come in and actually feel and touch the instruments, and make sure that that's exactly what you want, and really be comfortable before you make a purchase. This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9. AM 1450.
Nice game brought to you by State Farm agent David Wilson, located at 2744 South Church Street near Indian Hills. Get that better state with State Farm agent David Wilson, 893-9898.
Shelby Davenport tries the underhanded shot off the right block, no good. Rebound, Timmons brings it down, passes off, gets it back, misses the shot. Rebound, Riverdale. Heard off of the shoe top of Timmons and Riverdale's basketball. Columbia has made some very poor decisions, John, with shots, like too many passes right there, and haven't come away with any baskets. But Riverdale's not taking advantage of those either.
No, they haven't. We just haven't shot well. If you can look at the stats, you're going to see that it's just they're not coming in streaks at all. It's just off and on.
Hurd going to fire up the three from the left wing. Too long. They missed a ton of those. Davenport with the rebound, though. Knife's in there from the right block. It's good. Davenport with 17 points. Columbia having trouble getting the ball in. Gilbert, long pass up. She finds Conway. Conway in the lane, lost the ball out of bounds. Riverdale basketball.
It's out of control right there. And that's going to, Columbia, if they go back and look, they're going to say turnovers is going to do them in if Riverdale comes back and wins this game.
2 minutes, 24 seconds left here in the third. Riverdale needs a run. They trail by six to the Columbia Lady Lions, who've led from the get-go. Hurd, left side, pulls up at the left block, banks it in.
Been waiting for that.
Shanika Hurd with seven. This is as close as Riverdale has been in a long time. 4-point Columbia lead. 2 minutes to go right now in the third. Long pass up. Young has it. Koki Young passes left corner. Now Gilbert for three. It's going to be short. Rebound. Riverdale has it. Middleton running down the far sideline. Takes it to the foul line. Now comes here to the left. Davenport, the long three, no good. Rebound. Luckridge. And now Timmons has it. Pulls up. About a 12-footer, no good. Shot selection has been very poor, both sides really.
Middleton with a quick steal.
Middleton now takes it right side, layup, won't fall, rebound tipped around, saved by Columbia. Timmons, long pass to Gilbert. She could dunk if she would, but doesn't, lays it in.
That is the play that's killed us.
Hurd backs it back out. The lead is six for the Lady Lions. With a minute four, Middleton between the circles. Looks like a... No, it's still man-to-man. They get it inside to Patrick. One hand with the right side. No good. Tried to hurl it up there. Rebound, Luckridge. Down the floor. Young stops, gives it up. Down low. Easy basket to Timmons, who has 18.
And all of them have been layups on that play.
She's had 11 in this quarter. Davenport for three. Swish. Boy, needed that in the worst way. Davenport with 20. And that is her second First Bank three tonight.
There you go, another one.
Ball thrown away.
11 turnovers, Brian.
Clock's not stopping. They're going to have to reset the clock here. They forgot to stop the clock, and about 4 or 5 seconds ran off, so they will reset the clock with a stop and play here. 53-48, huge opportunity here for Riverdale, John.
Well, it is, and if they could cut this thing at least to 3 points, it's anybody's game. And what you don't want to happen is rush your shot, take it too soon, and then Columbia come back and get out of here with about a 7 or 8 point lead.
And reset the clock with 25 seconds. Hurd has it to Middleton right side. Back to Hurd. Now they go left side to Davenport. Fakes, now drives, gets in there, has it blocked. And here come the Lady Lions. Timmons, long pass up. Gilbert, layup from the left side is good.
What I said I didn't want to happen, happened.
Middleton from midcourt off the backboard. 55-48, your score after three quarters of play. Riverdale trails Columbia the fourth quarter. Coming up after this.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Weston Design to Production and Installation, ASC Signs offers fast and professional service for all types of signs, graphics, and banners. Regardless of the size or scope of your project, their design experts will ensure your complete satisfaction, creating a custom solution unique to your specifications. ASC Signs on Memorial behind Blue Coast Burrito.
Some finals. Oak Ridge beat Oakland 54-47. In the Arby's Classic up in Kingsport. Give you more scores in a moment, what we've been able to find. Riverdale basketball, Middleton has it. Middleton's pass thrown away but saved by Hurd. Hurd penetrates, now flips it back out to Middleton between the circles. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. 7-point Columbia lead. Riverdale got it, what, down to four?
Four.
Once. Three by Davenport, no good, too long. Rebound and long pass up, and wide open is Timmons for an easy lay-in. That has happened way too much tonight. 57-48 Columbia. Hurd to Alley. Alley tries to knife in there, shot no good. Rebound, Patrick has it, back to Hurd, and Riverdale resets. Fakes left, goes right, now back out to Middleton, who saves it. It was last touched by Columbia, even though she went past midcourt. Middleton in the lane, does a little bunny hop. The shot goes! They call a foul.
Well, Easter came early. The bunny hop was effective.
By the way, guess who's still undefeated, John? MTCS boys.
Wow.
73-52. A win over Lewis County. Girls a winner, 64-47 over Central Park, Alabama. Free throw miss, now Columbia on the other end. Timmons shot too long, goes out of bounds off of Columbia. Riverdale basketball.
Well, I don't know. This game's pretty rugged, but there's an awful lot of lines on top of Brandy Alley when the ball goes up. Just saying.
It's been very physical, that's for sure. 7-point lead for Columbia. A Riverdale run, and they're right back in it. But they just have not been able to knife any closer than four here in the second half. Middleton stops, tries the three-pointer. It's in and out. Rebound. Jones had it. Now it's going to be off of Columbia, and Riverdale retains possession. and a timeout, Riverdale, 30-second style. We'll take that as well and come right back. 7-point Columbia lead. We'll be back.
Bud's Tire Pros is part of the nation's premier network of independent, locally owned and operated tire dealers. You'll get reliable service and better prices in addition to great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich Tires through their exclusive promotions and rebates you won't find anywhere else. All tires and automotive service, including brakes and alignments, are backed by the nationwide warranty, including free roadside assistance with every purchase. For local service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown.
From State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Inbounds to Jones, missed the shot. And after the rebound, put back, this one won't go for Davenport, but out of bounds, Riverdale to trigger it in. Middleton to Jones, same play as last time. This one too long. Rebound tipped out. Jones has it. Jones brings it back out to Middleton for the long three. Get in there. It won't fall. Rebound out of bounds off of Alley this time. And Columbia basketball. 7-point lead for Columbia. Patrick comes in. Alley goes out. A lot of missed opportunities there, John.
Sometimes a shot falls, sometimes it doesn't. Tonight it hasn't fallen enough for Riverdale.
Gilbert, long pass up. Timmons now in the lane. Shot off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Davenport has it. Shelby down the floor. Bounce pass over to Middleton. Middleton drives right. That shot too short. Rebound, Davenport. It goes! What a miraculous shot! And she is fouled. Davenport with 22 and headed to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line.
Well, the good thing about Riverdale, you can stop one, but you sometimes can't stop the other one. If you can ever get both of them, you could both defensively stop both of them. But, you know, one of those two going to have a good night. And Shelby's definitely having that.
Yeah, Davenport's plus one is good. And Riverdale back within four. We've been here before. Bringing it down the floor is Young. Long, sloppy pass to Timmons. Drives in there and scores. That was pretty.
Well, that's a great spin move. You got to give her credit there.
22 for Timmons. Bounce pass to Davenport. She fakes. They say she stepped out of bounds when she faked with her non-pivot foot. Turnover number 7 for the Lady Warriors. What you don't want to do here is give up any more room, any more baskets. 59-53 with 5:24 to go in the game. Columbia leads, and they've led the whole way. Lob inside, turning, spinning is Luckridge. It's good. Remember, this is a team somebody from Rutherford County will have to beat to get to the sectional. Patrick for three. It's long. Rebound there for the putback is Jones. Deja Jones with 14. 61-55.
Need two stops.
Gilbert passes right side to Young. Now gets it back in the lane. Luckridge fires it up there. Crawls over the rim, won't go. Timmons had the rebound. They call a jump ball. And on the alternate possession arrow, it's Columbia's basketball. 4 minutes, 42 seconds left to go in the game. 61-55, Columbia. Luckridge triggers it in on the far baseline. Right side, Timmons working on Middleton. Pulls up, has it
great
blocked.
Great defense.
Beautiful. In the back, Jones hands it off to Davenport. Davenport down the floor. Goes to the right side. Patrick for three. It's long. Rebound. Middleton, almost got the big basket and the plus one, but she's going to have to earn it from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line now. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966, 893-7930. Tennessee signee Alexa Middleton at the free throw line hits the first. She needs another one to get into double digits to join Deja Jones and Shelby Davenport. 61-56, now 61-57. Middleton hit a pair at the free throw line. Now we've got a timeout, Columbia. 4-point lead for the Lady Lions with 4:23 to go in the game. We'll be right back.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Press Sports on WGNS, presented by State Farm Agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jenny Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm, who have done a great job of running this State Farm Classic, and we're just glad to be a part of it and be able to broadcast a couple of games for you.
Injured during the game, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider, TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. As they play the Tomahawk Chop, Riverdale fans on their feet, 61-57, 4:15 to go in the game, Columbia's basketball. Gilbert met at midcourt by Davenport. Right side, Jung. Now to Timmons, long pass to Gilbert, runs down the loose ball. They've spread the floor, trying to look for something back door, and melting away some clock are the Lady Lions. Young backs it way back out here. Davenport working her over. Now she drives in the lane, shot no good. Got her own rebound, and Patrick's going to be over the back, I think.
Well, that was semi over the back.
It's on Caroline Patrick. Only her first foul, and nowhere near the 1-1. Inbounds, Timmons' shot bounces high off of the rim and then falls through. Michaela Timmons, well,
she's
24.
She's done it in the second half, hasn't she?
63-57. Davenport back to Hurd. Looks over to Middleton. Now Hurd looking for somebody. Jones cuts through the lane. They don't get it to her. Now Patrick in the lane. Shot good. A little floating six-footer in the lane, falls through. 4-point Columbia lead. 3:15 to go in the game, same place we were a minute ago. Stolen away. Hurd's going to have a lay-in on the other end. Shanika Hurd got it. 9 points for Hurd. This is as close as Riverdale's been. Within two of the Lady Lions. And now a foul going to be called on Gilbert, who pushed off and knocked Davenport to the floor.
Good call. Columbia's coach didn't agree with it, but I did.
So Riverdale has a chance to tie with a two, or a three would give Riverdale their first lead of the game. That was only team foul number three for Columbia. Now the officials are going to go over and talk to the Columbia coach. And I think there is a problem
blood
with Timmons'
yeah.
uniform, so they're going to go into the locker room quickly to change. Hurd on the far baseline to inbound to Davenport from the right side. Penetrates, gets in there, has it blocked. Ball batted around, and Columbia has it. Young to Gilbert. Gilbert floats it in there. It's good. Gilbert with 30 tonight.
You can't stop them when they have a two-on-one.
Hurd to Davenport, the three, we need it. Got it! She just buried a big first bang three. Shelby Davenport. Riverdale within one, 2.5 to go. In the backcourt, Gilbert has it. Double team, she's in a world of trouble. Hurls it out there, now gets it back, and they're going to call a foul, unfortunately, on Riverdale. But it's not a bonus foul. Puts Riverdale one closer to the bonus. It's only their third team foul. Timmons comes back in after trading shorts with a teammate.
She's had to find somebody her size.
Yeah. She triggers it in here from the near sideline. Up the floor, Young, and she double dribbled. Turnover thanks to Shanika Hurd. And Riverdale is a basket away from taking their first lead of the game and really gets this crowd into it. Davenport to trigger in the pass from the near sideline. To Hurd, now Middleton has it. 2:20 to go in the game. 65-64, Riverdale trailing by one. Hurd back to Middleton on the right side. Middleton brings it back here to the near side. That's the left as they move right to left from our vantage point. She gets a pick now. Middleton flips it to Davenport. Shovels it in there to Jones. Jones has got to get rid of it, and they call a timeout. What a great heads-up timeout there by Corey Barrett. It's a 30-second break for us. Riverdale trails by one. We'll be right back.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
Residential and commercial, remodeling, and new construction projects are always welcome.
Josh Whitlock with Ace Construction.
All work is guaranteed for 5 years, and all projects completed comply with all state and local regulations.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621, online at aceconstructiontn.com.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Hurd triggers it in from out of bounds. Davenport has it back to Hurd. 65-64 Columbia. Minute 54 to go in the game. Right side, Middleton has it. Back to Hurd. Looks inside, nothing there. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now back to Davenport. Back to Hurd. Riverdale resets here. Handoff pass to Middleton. To Jones, down low, Patrick. Now back out to Middleton, fakes, drives in the lane, has it blocked. She's probably fouled, and Patrick lost it out of bounds.
I think she was wanting to shoot, but I think she felt it. Somebody trying to block it, and while she was trying to pass it down low.
Young has it stolen away by Hurd.
Boy.
Long pass over, Middleton drives and has it stolen away. They call a jump ball. Riverdale gets a break.
Oh, they did.
Alternate possession arrow is in their favor.
I'll say this about Shanika Hurd. She hasn't had the best shooting night. In fact, not a real good one at all, but she has defensively done a great job.
30-second break for us. We'll be right back. 1 point Columbia lead.
Krischer Law Firm. Planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
I'm Ralph Krischer of Krischer Law Firm in Murfreesboro, and I want to help you and your family keep more of your hard-earned money. There's probably someone in your life that you've thought about leaving your assets to. Many people think a will takes care of their family, but did you know there are serious issues with a will? There are better alternatives. Learn more at KrischerLawFirm.com. That's K-R-I-S-H-E-R LawFirm.com.
Planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Shanika Hurd to inbound. They get it to Middleton, tries the reverse lay-in, but before she does that, she stepped out of bounds. Turnover for Riverdale, and that was a big one. Eighth turnover with a minute 20 to go. Columbia hanging on to a one-point lead. Gilbert playing catch in the backcourt with Timmons. Timmons gets it down to Luckridge. Off the glass. It's good.
That's okay. Still a three-point game.
Minute 8 to go. Middleton backs it in there. A long three to tie it up. No. Won't fall from Davenport. Long rebound. And now they're going to wait for the foul. Timmons is fouled.
Well, we got a long way before we get
into
the bonus.
Yeah, I just looked at that. That's only the fourth team foul, so they're going to do it again and again. And Timmons triggers it in to Gilbert. Go ahead and foul her, Shelby. Can't get to her. Young. There it is, finally. Or was it a timeout? No. They didn't report the foul. It's an official timeout.
Clock wasn't moving, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, is that what it was? They may have to run down some time here. Corey Barrett's ignoring it. And the Columbia coach is talking to his player, so I'm not really sure what in the heck's going on here. It has to be with the clock. And so now they go over to the scorer's desk. And the clock now has 57 seconds. So the clock didn't stop, apparently. And they added another 6 seconds. Now the Columbia coach is livid. And now he gets his point across, and the officials huddle up again. So maybe not 57 seconds. They're going to go over and reset the clock. Well, they leave 57 seconds on there. No, it's 48 seconds. They went the other way, which you were right to begin with.
That was a right call.
Now a quick foul. Davenport fouls Gilbert. That's only the fifth team foul now. Riverdale going to sub in Jasmine Hurd, the sophomore, and I'm sure she's coming in just to foul. She comes in for Shaniqua. And now another problem. At the scorer's table. I don't know what that was about at all. Inbounds from Timmons. There's Middleton with the foul on Gilbert. Now that's the 16th foul. 67-64 Columbia.
They're going to want it in Gilbert's hands because she's a good free throw shooter.
Timmons gets it in, and there's the foul on Young. So Hurd comes in. That's Jasmine Hurd, H-U-R-D, not H-E-A-R-D like Shanika, who's coming back in.
Good job, Jasmine. There you go. Yeah. Good job.
It's going to send Koki Young to the free throw line. This would make it a two-possession game if she hits it. It's a 1-1. Shot it. In and out. Rebound. Riverdale. Time to go to work, Lady Warriors, with 40 seconds. Shanika Hurd crossing the timeline now. Hurd. Timeout Riverdale. We'll take it as well. 32.4 seconds. 3-point Columbia lead when we come back. 67-64.
Live well and be well with Reeves Sane. Since 1980, our innovative pharmacy solutions, highly personalized healthcare services, custom medication treatments, and commitment to customer service have helped Middle Tennesseans feel right, stay healthy, and get better. We have other ways to help you feel your best, too. A gift shop with accessories for bath, body, and home. A soda shop featuring Murfreesboro's best milkshake. A full-service U.S. post office is here to serve you as well. Visit Reeves Sane on Memorial Boulevard or online at reevesane.com.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
What a take. State Farm Press Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tank Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. Nobody can say we don't have a good time up here.
Who? You?
I'm having a great time. Basketball got an exciting game.
Riverdale's basketball, they trail by three with 32.4 seconds. Hurd has it.
Ugh.
Middleton, long pass. She saved it with those long arms. Middleton now left corner. Middleton to Hurd. Fakes right. Now takes a couple of dribbles that way. Forces one up there. It's good. They're going to have to foul quickly. Columbia taking a lot of time to get it in. They missed the foul. Still haven't fouled with 8 with 7. The long pass over to Conway. Now there's the foul with 4.9, and it's Middleton who fouls. Took a long time, and Columbia did a good job of passing the ball around there, John, to avoid the contact.
Way too much time, and Hurd did a great job of just getting a shot off. It looked like they still were a little confused offensively what they wanted to do, but I think they were trying to free Middleton open, and she just couldn't get open.
Columbia takes a break, and so will we. 67-66, Columbia with 4.9. They're going to the line when we return.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We're on Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Andy Womack, 890-0850.
1 point lead for Columbia. This is as close as Riverdale has been since the tip. At the free throw line is Kalea Conway. She has no points on the night. 4.9 on the clock. Shot it. Crawls over and through. That one is not the biggie. It's still a 2 point lead. We can get her to miss this and get off a decent three or even a two to tie. But if she hits this, it'll take a three-point basket to send it to overtime. Shot it, bounces high, missed it. Here comes Davenport with four. It's stolen away, and holding on to the basketball is Timmons, and there's your clock. It's over, and your final is 68-66, Columbia. Gets a two-point victory here tonight at Riverdale, 68-66. And Timmons just picked the pocket of Davenport. I think everybody froze because they thought they heard a whistle, and that wasn't the case. And the ball game is over. Final 68-66. Columbia Lady Lions defeat the Riverdale Lady Warriors here in the final game of the State Farm Classic. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll open up the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. We invite you to stay tuned. We'll return to Riverdale's Johnny Parsley Memorial Gym after this.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West North.